This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.
It's All Songs Considered from NPR Music. I'm Robin Hilton. So around this time of year, we start to hear a lot of Christmas songs and other holiday music. But it got us thinking, what about songs for Thanksgiving? On this episode, Bob Boylan and I share stories from NPR listeners about the songs that remind them of families and the Thanksgivings that they spent together. Enjoy the show.
You're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. It's our Thanksgiving family edition. All Songs Considered.
Oh, come on now.
Is your family this? Or does your family make you think of this? Those are the musical questions today on All Songs Considered, wouldn't you say?
Well, you're about to hit the chorus here on Highway to Hell.
Oh, let's go. A lot of people hit the roads for the Thanksgiving, but which road are you going down? So we asked you all to write to us and tell us.
Yeah, what song describes your family or reminds you of your family? You know, because this is the time of year when we're all getting together with family, or many of us are, and the songs we got ranged from this one to this one. So actually, the most recommended song was Highway to Hell by AC/DC, which...
We love you, audience.
Which I just thought was hilarious. Yeah. Also, an awesome song, as far as I'm concerned. So I was happy to see that on the list. But anyway, today on All Songs Considered, our special Thanksgiving edition, we'll be sharing some of the many wonderful stories and song suggestions that we got from our listeners in both the comments section and then also from our SoundCloud page where people could record their stories. Our listeners never disappoint, so we have lots of great music to share. I think we should start with one of the more uplifting ones.
Okay, let's do this one by Jedediah. He's from Massachusetts. He left us a story on SoundCloud, and I went ahead and mixed the music, the Alistair Roberts, the Scottish musician's music under his story. Here we go.
In the early 80s, my mother was working as a disc jockey for a rock station out of Albany, New York. I'd tune in late at night and sometimes catch her dedicate a song to me, pretty much the coolest thing imaginable for a five-year-old. She doesn't work on the radio anymore, but she still spins records late into the night and sings out loud if you say anything that reminds her of a song. And when the whole family's together, we all catch the bug, and then it's a late night of music and usually plenty of wine. It's a bit far from her upstate New York rock and roll roots, but nothing better captures the feel of those nights than a song by Scottish musician Alistair Roberts, The Whole House is Singing.
And the whole house is singing, the whole house is singing. The rafters are ringing and the timbers are thrown. The whole house is singing, the whole house is singing. And I overhear them, and this is their song. Upon the drawing floor,
Lovely tune, lovely story.
Very sweet.
Yeah, indeed. That's Alistair Roberts. We're asking people to tell us the story in song, sort of, of their family as we go visit our families. There were some dark ones.
There were some dark ones, and we'll get to those. I want to play one that I just thought was so sweet. It comes from a listener named Kate, who left this story in the comments section on our site. She said that if she had to pick just one song, she says, I'd have to go with I Want to Hold Your Hand by the Beatles. When my husband and I were on our first date, which was also the first time we met in person since we met online and lived on opposite sides of the country, we were walking to the restaurant and I was feeling very nervous and awkward. Then he said something to the effect of, do you need something to do with that hand? And took my hand in his. I was already pretty sure that we'd end up together, but that was the moment it was confirmed. My hand fit perfectly into his, and I haven't let go, figuratively speaking. In the almost 10 years since that moment, now we have a 7-year-old daughter, and she always wants to hold my hand or her papa's, sometimes both, so the song fits us as a family.
Love that moment when he reaches out. That's beautiful.
Yeah. Well, let's hear a little bit of I Want to Hold Your Hand.
Deal.
I think you'll understand when I say that something. I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand. Oh, please say to me, let me be your man. And please say to me, you let me hold your hand. Now let me hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand. And when I touch you, I feel happy inside. It's such a feeling that my love. When I say that something, I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand.
What a great sweet story. What a great sweet song, right?
Well, I hope they're having a great Thanksgiving together.
We'll put all these songs up online for you to hear, npr.org/allsongs. So some were sweet and some were a little dark.
Yeah, you know, I guess...
Like the light meat and the dark meat, right?
People definitely have very widely varying views of what family means to people. And this is a note that we got from a listener named Erin. She writes, when I was 6, I dropped a rubber ball into my grandfather's casket and the image of his hazel eyes glued shut gave me nightmares for weeks. Wow. When I was a preteen, my grandmother became sick with emphysema and even more defenseless against my uncle's raging alcoholism. I spent too many evenings at her house with my feet against the bathroom door and a cordless phone clutched to my chest as his fist blasted holes in the shivering walls around me. When I was a teenager, my cousin was crushed underneath a utility pole when the drunk driver of the car she was in glided off the road into splinters. Death followed me in college as I watched my other grandfather attempt to pump gas in his bedroom and ask for directions in a morphine-induced haze. When I was in graduate school, my aunt's drugs and drinking caused her liver to rupture into a red pool covering the bathroom floor. At this point in my life, the song that best suits my family is Radiohead's No Surprises. No alarms and no surprises, please, is sort of the family motto.
Wow.
Wow, Erin. I don't know if I want to believe that all of that's true, but this one's for you regardless. You I hope Erin finds some comfort this holiday season, regardless of how she's spending it.
Sure, it's a beautiful song. Radiohead from
OK Computer. Yeah.
So we have one from Tina. Tina's from
Rhode Island.
And she, I think, summed up in some ways the way many of us are about their families. And we can talk about our own if you want to do that. Oh, my God. But that's, well, I'll let her tell the story.
Yeah.
That?
Yes,
and I mix music underneath just to help illustrate her point here.
My family can't be described with just one song. Probably most can't. The first song that came to mind was We Are Family by Sister Sledge, followed quickly by the chorus of Kung Fu Fighting by Carl Douglas.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
These two songs fit my family perfectly. At Thanksgiving, we're all so happy to see each other and be together, and the Sister Sledge song fits perfectly. But as the day goes on, tempers flare, arguments begin, and Kung Fu Fighting is the better theme song, only with words instead of fist flying, and someone ends up leaving in a huff. But then it's back to We Are Family just in time for Christmas.
And you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Alienware. Upgrade your gaming tech now during Alienware's summer sale event and save on select next-gen gaming tech like the Alienware M18 laptop powered by an Intel Core i9 processor. Visit Alienware.com/deals. This message comes from NPR sponsor the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details. This message comes from NPR sponsor ServiceNow, the AI platform for business transformation. AI is only as powerful as the platform it's built into. Enter ServiceNow. It puts AI to work for people across your business, providing intelligent tools to help remove frustration and supercharge productivity. And all of that is built into a single platform you can use right now. That's why the world works with ServiceNow. Learn more at servicenow.com/AI for people.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive, and it's Name Your Price tool. Say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show coverage options within your budget. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wildcard, wherever you get your podcasts. Only from NPR.
I'm Bob Boylan here with Robin Hilton. We're doing our Thanksgiving show. We're talking about music and songs that describe your family or things you feel about your family described in a song. Well, you're going. Are you going to Kansas for?
I am going to Kansas. I'll be there for the whole week. It's not exactly a party. We all get along great, and we're a close family. But it isn't. It isn't a sister sledge. We are family. Kansans are stoic people, Bob, which means that we do a tremendous amount of bottling. So no matter how bad things get, we put on our best face. But for me, that often leads to a lot of quiet reflection. And I picked a song. The song from Nightbeds called "Even If We Try," which I think just the feeling of the song captures the mood around the holidays for me. So let's listen to a little bit of Even If We Try.
Even if we try, even if we try to make ourselves all right, to mend our seven lives, while all the rivers rage, descend upon the sage, alone in willowed eaves, I lift my voice to sing. Ooh, ooh.
Song, it just sort of captures, I think, there's yearning, there's a lot of love in it, a little bit of regret, reflecting on the past, wondering about the future. Just love that song, just gorgeous, and that's what the holidays are like a lot around my house in Kansas this time of year. How about you, Bob?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. My dad's gone, so I miss him dearly, and he was the calm center of the family, and well, my mom's an unusual individual, and we all love our mothers dearly, but there's no one like her. And as I play Paul Simon in the background, it reminds me of a story to illustrate. My mom likes to go around the house and sing all the time. She listens to what used to be called the stations, called the Music of Your Life stations, mm-hmm. which was music of the 30s
music
and 40s.
Of your right. life.
And so it's all the standards, all the great standards. But they were, once in a while they'd play modern stuff. And one day Paul Simon came on, not the song that I'm playing in the background, which is, for those who don't know, still crazy after all these years, if you haven't gathered that. But they played this song called 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover. Mm-hmm. And my mom was walking around the house singing, 50 ways to leave your mother. And it perfectly illustrates the zaniness that goes on when family gets together. But let's listen to Paul Simon.
Oh, still crazy after all these years. Four in the morning, crapped out, yawning.
sultry. Yeah, the sax solo on this song. I don't know what I think about that, but boy, do I love this track and this
record.
I do, indeed.
It is what it is. It's the time that it was. Still crazy after all these years from Paul Simon, great American poet. And he sort of captures an awful lot in the story, mostly about love and stuff. But title-wise,
yeah,
kind of wraps up the family.
Well, you know, I'm from Kansas, and we have a story here from someone from Kansas. I was born in Wichita, Kansas, and this guy's from Wichita. He says, his name's John. He writes, growing up, I remember our family back home in Wichita, Kansas, listening to a lot of songs by the late Jimmy Dean. And the one song that really seemed to epitomize Thanksgiving for me and our family was one called Please Pass the Biscuits. The song portrays the entire family of mom, dad, uncles, and aunts gathered around what one can only imagine to be a rather lengthy table for a family meal. And as a young boy, I always identified with the voice of someone quite similar to me being completely overlooked. He says, throughout the entire song, the young lad tries in vain to secure one of his mother's beloved biscuits, pleading and begging for someone to take heed of his numerous requests to please pass the biscuits. So, John, we are going to play a little bit of Please Pass the Biscuits for you. This is the Jimmy Dean version.
Pass the butter.
Just picture a land between mom and dad. If someday the table is set, there's uncles, there's aunts, and cousins galore, but plenty of food to be at. The blessing is said. They reach for the bread, it's a feast a king would afford. There's clatter, there's chatter, but something's the matter. There's someone who's being ignored.
Would you please pass the biscuits? Pass the biscuits, please. Same thing every Sunday since I can't remember when. Ten folks all around the table and the biscuits way up the other end. I got a plate of chicken and taters and a lot of stuff like that. All I need's a biscuit foot. I wish you'd look where they're at. I guess I could reach across the table, but that's ill manner. Mom always said, wish I had a biscuit. I just can't eat without bread. Would you pass the biscuits? Excuse me, would you please pass the biscuits? All I want's a biscuit. Nobody seems to care. If they wouldn't talk so doggone loud, they might be able to hear. Hot doggies! They're half finished eating and I ain't even begun. I wish you'd look at them biscuits disappear. I'll be lucky if I get a one. Same thing every Sunday, always company to be fed, and they're talking like they're wound up. Boy, I sure wish I had a piece of bread. Hey! But would you please pass the biscuits? It looks like somebody noticed that I ain't started eating yet. Sure'll be glad when they get their fill and just go out in the parlor and set. Then, golly, I won't have to use my manners. I'll just get a biscuit myself. Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. Ain't a biscuit left. The only day of the week we get Sunday fed, and they add up all the biscuits, and I just can't eat without bread.
There's something the matter. No bread on the platter.
Aw, FUD.
Aw, FUD indeed, man.
Hey!
I couldn't wait till get to the end because I want to know if he got the biscuit.
No, didn't get his biscuit. Did not get his biscuit. Something wrong with our bread on the plate or at all the breads at.
Yes.
What did they say?
that's awesome.
Funny. Well, thanks for John for sharing that one with us.
Thanks for Jimmy Dean for being so expressive.
Yeah.
I have one from Aaron from Missouri. He does a beautiful story that incorporates the song Goodnight Irene by Leadbelly. And I'll let Aaron tell his story.
Whenever my mother's extended family gathers, you can assume that we'll sing Irene Goodnight. I've had brothers and great uncles and second cousins once removed who play everything from violin and guitar to piano and penny whistle. Going back to our roots in the rural farming town of St. Paul, Missouri, our family partied with singing and music making. Whenever my great-grandmother Irene would retire for the evening, the family sang one last song, Goodnight Irene. And even though she passed away years before I was born, we still end our parties with that tune. We even sang it as my grandfather was lowered into the ground last May. It speaks of love and loss, life and death, misery and ecstasy. All of the multitudinous emotions tied into the experience of family. As some versions go, the last verse says it all. You cause me to weep, you cause me to mourn, you cause me to leave my home. But the very last words I heard her say was, please sing me one more song.
Irene, good night. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene, good night, Irene. I get you in my dream. Stop rambling and stop gambling. Quit staying out late at night. Go home to your wife and your family. Sit down about a fireside bright. Irene, good night. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene, and good night, Irene. I get you in my dream. Hello, sorry, God knows I do. Until the sea runs dry. If Irene turns her back on me, I'm gonna take morphine and die.
So that's Lead Belly doing one of the greatest songs ever.
And Aaron, who left his recording, he was in the right key too, singing going into it. Great voice, Aaron.
Yeah, fabulous.
Well, let's do one from a person who wrote into the site named Jan. Jan writes that they'd never considered this before, but when I read your question, the first song that came to mind was by Joni Mitchell, A Case of You. I could drink a case of you and still be on my feet. Love that line. That line describes my feelings for my family. I am so fortunate to have a family that may not be perfect, but they are perfect for me, and I love them and never get tired of them. They are my best friends. So let's listen to a little bit of Joni Mitchell. This is from her record, Blue. The song is A Case of You.
You said, I am as constant as a northern star. And I said, constantly in the darkness, where's that at? If you want me, I'll be in the bar. On the back of a cartoon coaster, in the blue TV screen light, I drew a map of Canada. Canada, with your face sketched on it twice. Oh, you're in my blood like holy wine. It tastes so bitter and so sweet. Oh, I could drink a case of you, darling, and I would still be on my feet. Oh, I would still be on my feet. Oh, box of paints. I'm frightened by the devil, and I'm drawn to those ones that ain't afraid. I remember that time you told me, you said love is touching souls. Surely you touch my anchor, part of you pours out of me in these lines from time to time.
It hurts to bring that one down. It makes me want to listen to the whole record.
Yeah. I just fleshed out the missing songs in my Blue collection while we were waiting and listening to Joni Mitchell.
Brilliant. Let's see, that was 71. Were you? You weren't in a record store, working at a record store.
I sure was.
Were you in 71?
Yeah. Reprise 20. Gosh, I can't remember the number.
Your trick for people who don't know is that you can still pull up from your memory many of the catalog numbers and labels for all these, because you had to write them out by hand in every receipt.
There were no barcodes when I was. Yeah. And we had to walk 20 miles to get to the store in the snow all year. It only snowed.
Yeah.
Even in the summer.
Boy, what an incredible record that is.
Beautiful story too. I like that. There was a story online that made me laugh out loud. It was about someone whose family was so good, and then a commenter.
Oh yeah. The person wrote, the commenter, the song they recommended was "Dance the Night Away," and says no one goes to bed without a smile in our house. And of course, people are thinking, who is this? Who are these people? Right? But he says no one goes to bed without a smile in our house, and someone just writes, adopt me.
In the comment section.
Oh, and then someone after that wrote, me too. No one goes to bed without a smile in our house.
But I think for most of us, we can find some nugget of beauty and love and wonder in the families we grew up in, even though they drive us crazy. Or maybe your family doesn't drive you crazy, but
yeah.
Some do. And even the ones that do, and I can say so from that experience, I love them, you know.
Yeah, me too. And my experience is we never argue, never get in fights, get along so well. I'm sure somewhere in there, someone's really pushing it down, just like stuffing in a turkey.
You could cook the turkey with the seething that you have inside of you.
But we're all smiles and hugs. No, we're all close. We get along great. I've always been very thankful that there's as much civility in my family as there is.
What's the one? The next one we have by the Yeah's is "Heads Will Roll."
Yeah, but let's just go out on that one and wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, have a great Thanksgiving. We're gonna put we'll put more music on the site. We'll make a nice playlist so you can drive around and maybe head to your family with
either "Highway to Hell" or "All You Need Is Love."
One of those and all of those and. Yeah. Let's go out on something by the Yeah's.
Thanks to everybody for submitting your songs and your stories. They were so wonderful to read and hear.
And give thanks, for sure.
Thanks, Bob.
For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
The song that best describes my family is "Heads Will Roll" by the Yeah's. The title alone captures the atmosphere of most family gatherings. Needless to say, we're a wild bunch. And while the lyrics of this song seem a bit savage, there's just an undeniable catchiness to the melody. My family is the same way. They tend to get a little crazy, but there's just something about them that I can't get out of my head. Oh!
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Dignity Memorial. When your celebration of life is prepaid today, your family is protected tomorrow. Planning ahead is truly one of the best gifts you can give your family. For additional information, visit dignitymemorial.com. This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
A former president found guilty while running for re-election. For a story this big, one podcast is not enough. Here at NPR, we've got you covered from every angle. You can get the news as it happens and legal analysis on the podcast Trump's Trials. And for all the latest on what it means for the 2024 election, head on over to the NPR Politics podcast. Find Trump's Trials and the NPR Politics podcast wherever you get your podcasts.